Talking about the stuff tonight, how does the store compare to the first one?
It felt pretty good. Felt like I was in command early on in the game. I thought Gary called a great game. There's some great defensive plays behind me with Cedric and Ramon out there in left field. But I felt like I was commanding the ball pretty well. They came out aggressive. They came out swinging. I was able to get through 3-4 pretty quick and then kind of caught up to me a little bit. They were putting some better swings on, getting more of the barrel. You know, kind of a tough day, but, you know, show up tomorrow and win the series.
What are the challenges to pitching in colder weather like this? You know, are there anything in particular you kind of have to do to prepare for it?
No, honestly, I didn't think it was cold enough to kind of affect anything. Kind of was a little refreshing with how hot it was the other day on the first game. But, you know, maybe a little colder would have been a little different, but I didn't notice anything today.
I feel like most of the time when you get free runs with this offense, your team has a chance to win. It's just kind of tip your cap to Crochet a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. He pitched really well. There's no denying that. But at the end of the day, it's the game of baseball. You know, we play 162 games, and they're not all going to go in our favor. You know, he pitched really well tonight, and they put some good swings on that scored enough runs to win the game.
You mentioned the defensive moves behind you. I mean, just how impressive is that group of outfielders, Loriano, Mullins, O'Neill, and how nice is it to have a group that strong out there?
Yeah, no, it was incredible. I definitely thought the one to Cedric late in the game was going to fall, and then he Superman caught it, and then Story got another base hit off me and tried to stretch into a double, and I was kind of thinking Ramon's got a rocket out there, and he just let it eat and got the guy at second. So that's a difference. I mean, it completely changes the game for me personally and obviously the team when, you know, one out runner on second or two outs with nobody on. You know, it's a completely different ball game there. So, you know, hats off to those guys for continuing to play hard and you know, late in game like that.
How do you approach a guy like Devers who came in the game struggling the way he was, but probably knew he was going to be due at some point?
Continue to go after guys. No real secret or anything to anybody. Just continue to be myself, attack guys, and hope it falls in my favor.
Thank you.